Exodus chapter 29. And this is a thing that you shall do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil. Of wheat flour shall you make them. And you shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons shall you bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And you shall take the garments, and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And you shall put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. And you shall take the anointing oil, and pour it on his head, and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And you shall gird them with girdles, Aaron and his son, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. And you shall cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And you shall kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take of the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung, shall you burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. And you shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall slay the ram, and you shall take his blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And you shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him, and his legs, and put them into his pieces, and into his head. And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of the right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garment with him. Also you shall take of the ram, the fat, and the rump, and the fat which covers the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Lord. And you shall put all into the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And you shall receive them of their hands, and shall burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your part. And you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute forever from the children of Israel. For it is a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, when he comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, and boil his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram. and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if anything of the flesh of the consecrations or the bread remain unto the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus shall you do unto Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall you consecrate them. And you shall offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement. And you shall cleanse the altar when you have made an atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days shall you make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which you shall offer upon the altar, 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning, the other lamb shall you offer at evening. And with the one lamb, 1/10 deal of flour mingled with a 1/4 part of a hin of beaten oil, and the 1/4 part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb shall you offer at evening. You shall do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet with you and speak there unto you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.